Mobile app.
Welcome back to Tap Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. By the way, you're listening to Zach Top Sounds Like the Radio, because Tasca King is in studio with me. Tasca is part of the ADX digital team. Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. And yes, Zach Top sounds just like the radio did in 1994.
Yes, he does.
If you were listening to country music in 1994,
absolutely,
like I was.
So what are we talking about for this half hour?
So we're going to talk about radio.
All right.
And how radio can help your business. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Here, we have four radio stations, as we've talked about in the past. And first, we're going to talk about news radio, because we are news radio.
Yep.
And one of our best opportunities to advertise your business on news radio is right here on Pep Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And the way our Pep Talk is set up, it's a 25-minute talk show where you can come in and talk about your business and educate the listeners on what you have to offer, whether you're selling a product or whether you're selling a service or whether you've got an event coming up. We can help you get the word out. And we got a pretty big mouthpiece here at 92.3. And we also have 95.3.
1620 AM.
And 1620. And, you know, 95.3, that covers the whole northern part of the county.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that all the way up into southern, or not, I guess it's not southern Alabama, but like Atmore, Bruton, that area. All the way up into that part of Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the entire market here covered for you, coming all the way down down to the water.
And I would guess we have a pretty good reach with our app as well.
We absolutely do. We absolutely do. But Pep Talk is such a great vehicle because you get an advertising schedule along with the show. So it's I love this program because it's just so, it can be so educational for any business or any event or any service, anything that you might need to talk about where you want to get the word out. This is a great way to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else we have on news radio is Florida State University football, FSU football. And, you know, we know it's not a great year for FSU football, but FSU football fans love FSU football, and they are very engaged, and they listen every week. And, of course, you know, they're going to listen because they – Everybody has hope that next week is going to be, or that this coming week is going to be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with any football team.
Absolutely.
College football. But remember, too, I mean, if you are, just for an example, if you are in Central Pensacola or Pensacola proper, but you decide to, you know, take a drive for the weekend, maybe up to Wind Creek, you can still hear the football game up there. So you can hear the football game on WNRP, News Radio, wherever you are, basically.
Mm.
You know, we've got other things coming up. I mean, the first thing that we have all the time is news programming and news sponsorships. So you can sponsor any of our news programming. And, of course, all of that programming and all of those news reports are very focused as far as people are paying attention when those reports come on, because they want to know, did something happen? Is there something going on I need to be aware of?
Mm-hmm.
They're paying attention. And if you are sponsoring a news report, then you've got their ear, or they've got your ear. And that's the best thing, because your commercial's not falling in the middle of a spot break.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of a bunch of other commercials. It is right there adjacent to that feature, that news feature. So that's always a great place to have an advertisement run next to a news feature. And you know what? We're covering it's election season. We'll be covering the elections, you know, in a month. I guess it's 4 weeks from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Is the election. And we're always very on top of what's going on politically, locally, more so than nationally, but definitely both locally and nationally.
Mm-hmm.
But we are very in tune with what's going on locally, because that's what affects us. You know, I've always thought what happens politically starts at home and then goes to Washington. But what's going to affect us more is what we do right here locally.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be covering all of that as well.
County commissioner races, school board, everything.
Exactly, exactly. These are all things that affect all of us. So we do have sponsorships available for the election coverage that'll be coming up. And then a little farther out is holiday programming. You know, one thing we do at News Radio every year is we have a 2 day or a day and a half of programming of holiday music that is all local. So that music all comes from the local churches. It comes from the local symphony or opera, whatever, you know, that we are licensed to be able to broadcast. And it's local programming from Pensacola, and we call it a Pensacola Christmas for that very reason, because everything you hear is going to be stuff that has been recorded and performed locally, and then we play it back on beginning on Christmas Eve evening all the way through Christmas Day. So we've got a lot of really good advertising opportunities during fourth quarter on news radio, some of them that are available all the time, some of them for, you know, seasonal stuff. But we'd definitely love to talk with you and your business about what your needs are and see if we can help you out with your fourth quarter advertising.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Christmas, you know, one of our other stations is Pensacola Playlist 94.5. That is now the only adult contemporary station in this market. As of the beginning of this year, there was another station that had been playing that kind of music. And when I say that kind of music, that's, you know, hit songs from the 80s and the 90s and today. And that particular station decided to make some changes back in January, and they no longer play adult contemporary music. They play hip-hop music. So now we're the only ones in town that do this, and we know that our audience has really grown, and that's great, because not only are we're the only station playing adult contemporary music, we are going to be the Christmas station beginning November 1st. So we've got lots of advertising opportunities with Christmas radio, which is what we kind of rebrand it. It's Pensacola Playlist for 10 months out of the year, and then it's Christmas radio the last 2 months of the year.
Christmas songs are on our house already, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
It's a season.
You're right, it is. And you know, the great thing about Christmas radio for the advertiser is there are very limited interruptions. We only play four spots for commercials an hour. So you don't have a whole long commercial breaks where, you know, you have time to go cook a meal or something crazy like that. But yeah, the main focus is the music on that station, and especially during the holidays when it's Christmas music. So we've got that coming up, and we've got lots of advertising opportunities, especially if you're retail and you want to get the word out for people who are Christmas shopping. What are they going to be listening to when they're out and about Christmas shopping? Probably Christmas music. So we're there for that listener, and we're there for you, the advertiser.
That is awesome.
Yep. Okay, so now I want to talk about ESPN and sports. It is football season. Now, I know I mentioned that we have Florida State football on news radio, but we have a lot of football programming over on ESPN.
Who do we all cover?
Well, first we have high school football. We have a high school football game of the week, and we have a schedule that we follow. We're at a different school every week for a football game. So if you're looking for a football game at your kid's high school, you can check us out at ESPNPensacola.com and see what the schedule is and when we're going to be there. But we got an advertising opportunity to sponsor high school football by the game or the rest of the season. We also have UWF. We are your place to hear UWF football. So they're having a good season as well. So that's we've got a strong listenership there, especially with
college students
and with, you know, people who are listening and that are not going to the games specifically.
Sure.
In addition to that, we have NFL games on Sunday. We have games of the week. Sometimes we have several games. I believe we occasionally have a Thursday night game, and we've got others that are coming up. But sports is top of mind. Everything's crazy right now with sports, and ESPN Pensacola is all over sports for you right now.
All right, we'll be back with Pep Talk right after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me is Tasca King from ADX Digital. Welcome back. And we were talking a little bit about ESPN Radio prior to the break.
We were, and I know I mentioned UWF, I mentioned high school football, NFL. We also have other college games. Now, what we do is the college game opposite of UWF's game, the time slot, we always fill that with another college game. So it could be, I mean, of course, we try to get an SEC or an ACC game first, but it's going to be a relevant game of the week. That's going to go into that spot. So we've got multiple opportunities to sponsor football, whether you want college, NFL, or high school throughout the week. We also have the coaches show for UWF. I'm not sure which night that's on. I think it's Tuesday night. We have lots of different sports programming, of course, on ESPN. That is what that station is all about. One of our biggest shows during the week is Paul Feinbaum. I mean, you like SEC football? He's got lots of opinions about SEC football. But, of course, he's a well-known sports commentator, I guess. On a national level, we have that show. That's Monday through Friday in the afternoons. So lots of opportunities. If your business, if you want to advertise your business on sports programming, we've got it for you right here on ESPN Pensacola. And saving the best for last, or maybe the biggest for last, not the best, because they're all great, is Cat Country 98.7. Cat Country is our flagship station here with our four stations at ADX Communications. And Cat Country just celebrated their 20th anniversary earlier this year.
Yes,
we're coming up on 21 years, actually, the week after Thanksgiving, I believe.
Mm.
We'll actually be 21 years old. But we've accomplished a lot in those 21 years. And, you know, one of our exciting things right now is the broadcasters, are nominated for Station of the Year by the Country Music Association. And that award show is coming up on November 20th, and we'll find out whether or not we won. And we have been nominated several times. We have won a couple of times. So it's very exciting. It's very humbling and very grateful that we get to be nominated. You know, we are considered a small market, and there are, well over 1,000 radio stations that are small market radio stations in the country. And for us to be chosen as one of the top 5 or 6 and be considered to be the best of the year in small market is a great honor.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be crossing our fingers for a win, but very happy to be nominated. And we still get, you know, you get national recognition anytime any of this happens. So that's great.
Absolutely. Go Cat Country.
Go Cat Country. You know, we always have lots of advertising opportunities on Cat Country as well. We have event sponsorships. We've got lots of sponsorships throughout the day, whether you want to just sponsor traffic and weather, or whether you want to sponsor a feature on that show. And obviously, you can do an advertising schedule, which is going to reach thousands and thousands of people, prospects for you and your business. So when you're planning your marketing for next year, or even if you need marketing now for fourth quarter, please give us a call and consider marketing your business with Cat Country. We have a lot of people that listen. It's amazing to me when I have somebody that runs even a small schedule call me and say, I've gotten calls. And knowing that they're getting calls and they're able to help customers, and that because that customer heard their ad on the radio, it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, again, to go over our products that we have available here, we have News Radio, 92.3, 95.3, and 1620. We have Pensacola's Playlist, which is about to be Christmas Radio, ESPN Pensacola, and Cat Country, 98.7.
We'll be back with Pep Talk, News Radio, 92.3.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sonny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. If you want to be part of the show today, I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Tasca King from ADX Sales. Welcome back. And we're talking a little bit about ways people can get involved.
Right. So, and one of our most popular things that we do with, especially with Cat Country, but also it's available with News Radio, is a live remote broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we come out to your business and we set up, we bring the music, we bring the party, and we bring people to your business.
Yeah.
And, you know, whether you're selling a service again, whether you're doing it for an awareness type of campaign, or whether you've got a retail store and you just want to really boost your sales. We do a lot of grand openings.
Mm-hmm.
But that package always comes with a really strong one-week package. It's a real heavy package, a real heavy schedule, rather. And then, of course, we're there live, usually for 2 hours. We've got live mentions. We play games. We paint your store yellow. We bring a lot of attention to ourselves to get people to drive in to your parking lot,
mm-hmm.
and come in and see what you guys are all about. So we have live broadcasts, like I said, available with Cat Country. We can also do them with News Radio.
Yep.
If it's a perfect fit, then yeah, absolutely have us out. And usually we'll have Andrew come out and do his thing and mm-hmm. meet and greet. So we have a lot of fun.
And we've been part of the community shred-a-thon just this past weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then the other thing that we do is our influencer ads. And that's when we go with our main personalities, usually with Andrew here on News Radio, or over on Cat Country with any of the personalities, whether it's Brent or Mel or Jordan or Chris, where they will do live spots for your business. So if that's something that you want to learn more about, best thing to do is just call us here at ADX and we'll get a sales rep to come out and meet with you and explain to you how all these programs work, how all these advertising packages work. And that number, again, is 850-262-6000. And you'll want to talk to the sales manager.
He's
His name's Jeff.
Jeff.
But, yeah, you'll want to talk to our sales manager, Jeff Wayne, and he will get you linked up with a sales rep, and one of us will come out there and meet with you and show you what all kinds of opportunities we have, and we have a lot.
And they're good for any type of business, too, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, whether you're service, whether you're retail, whether you're an event, whether you just want to do a branding type campaign, we're here for you, and we can help you plan out long-term campaigns, or we can do short campaigns, whatever works for you. We customize whatever you need.
Mm-hmm. And we do community appearances, too.
Absolutely.
Where it's not necessarily remote, but they go to community events and MC.
Right, exactly.
Okay, perfect.
All right.
Once again, how do they get a hold of you, Tasca?
850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000, and ask for the sales manager, Jeff.
Back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the show today. I'm your host, PJ. In studio with me right now is Tasca King from ADX Digital, talking all things digital for this half hour.
Good morning again. Yeah, so, you know, I know we talked a little bit earlier about the holidays, and it really is the holidays in the world of digital.
Mm-hmm.
Most digital campaigns are 90-day campaigns, or they start out as a 90-day campaign, but especially for the holidays. So now is the time to get your holiday campaign going, because we're under 90 days to Christmas.
Yeah, can't believe it's coming up so
fast. I know. So let's talk about our number one selling product and our number one performing product, and that is social mirroring. I know we've talked about that quite a bit over the last few years. It performs better than any of the other products that we have. It's a very easy digital product to work with, because basically what we do is we take your social post, we copy that based on from your, you give us the URL, we copy it, and we turn it into an ad for you. And the great thing about it, it's a very interactive type of advertising. And what I mean by that is if you click on the social icon while on that ad, then you will go to the social media platform. So if it's a Facebook ad that we're copying and you click on the little F, the little Facebook icon, then you would go straight to the social page of that advertiser, of whoever that ad is for.
Okay.
And then you'll be on their social page until you go back to wherever you were.
Mm-hmm.
If you click on the ad itself, then you go to the website. So say, for example, they're selling tickets to a holiday event, and you click on the ad, probably it's going to take you as a consumer to a place where you can purchase the ticket to an event. And then the third thing that you can interact with is the reaction buttons at the bottom. So comment, like, or share on Facebook. If you comment, like, or share, then any of that interaction is going to then populate over on the social page, which I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you'll have people commenting on a post. They may not even be on Facebook or follow you on Facebook. They wouldn't have seen it otherwise, because what we're going to do with that ad is we're not going to show it on Facebook or on that social platform. We are going to pull that ad or pull that post, turn it into an ad, and serve it to websites and apps everywhere. Now, let me preface everywhere. The first thing we're going to do is target that ad for you. We're going to start out with geography. So if you want that ad to just be shown in Escambia and Santa Rosa County, that's what we're going to do. If you want it to just be shown into certain zip codes in Escambia or Santa Rosa County or Baldwin County, that's what we're going to do. We're going to build that geography based on what you need for your clientele. Who do you want to reach? And then we're going to layer in targeting strategies. And we're going to start usually with behaviors, and that way we're going to reach people that have a higher probability of being your customer, your prospect. Mm-hmm.
So if they, for example, search for furniture quite a bit, exactly, that'll be a behavior that you would measure.
We assume that they are shopping for furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So if your store is a furniture store, then we want to catch people who are shopping for furniture, especially if they're shopping like on Wayfair or on Amazon or any other site where people would buy furniture. We want to catch them and bring them into your store, mm-hmm, where they're not just shopping online. But just the fact that they're looking anywhere and they're looking at furniture gives us reason to believe they might be a prospect for you. So here's just to give you a few examples of behavior categories for social mirror with the holidays in mind. You can target Black Friday shoppers, Cyber Monday shoppers. You can target Small Business Saturday. You can target Holidays-Hanukkah or Holidays-Kwanzaa. So it's not just limited to the Christmas holiday. It's the holidays in general. But we can target it as narrow as you want us to or as broad as you want us to. We can also look at things more specific depending on what your business category is. Holiday shopping fashion, holiday shopping electronics, holiday shopping enthusiast, holiday shopping, fashion and beauty, holiday shopping, sneakers and shoes, holiday shopping for kids. I mean, there are so many different behaviors that we will target in order to try to get the right people to your store. If your target is men shopping for Christmas, you might want to use holiday presents 2 weeks prior to Christmas, because that's when men shop.
I shop earlier than that.
Well, you are the exception.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's so many different ways. And again, our staff, we will sit down with you and look out what are your goals as far as who do you want to target. And then we will help you come up with that list of behaviors. So we will use that strategy to reach people when they're online. Now, remember I said earlier we put that ad out there? We put that ad out there based on the people that are browsing or online at that time. So, for example, if someone that we've already targeted as your prospect is looking at foxnews.com right now, but tomorrow they're looking at CNBC.com, and those are two totally different types of websites, and it's probably not the best example, but they're totally different. But we're not going after the website. We're not saying we want to advertise on foxnews.com or on CNBC.com. We are saying we want to reach that person.
Mm-hmm.
We want to reach the eyeballs, not the website. So keep that in mind anytime you're building out a digital campaign, that it doesn't really matter what website it's on. It matters who we're reaching. Now, that being said, all of our campaigns are, there's multiple layers of security. So we do have websites that we avoid. We have websites that are not even members of the ad exchange who actually helps us place the ads. So don't worry about it going to websites that nobody's there. And we, because of all of the layers of security that we have, you don't have to worry about your ad being seen by bots. So we're not going to waste time showing ads to bots. So again, with the holidays, I mentioned how social mirroring works. Our other big products for holiday advertising are just regular targeted display, and those are usually static ads that, you know, are an ad for your store, just like, you know, years ago, what you would have seen in the newspaper or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take that ad, but we're not going to just blanket that ad. We are going to target your preferred customer base. Or customer prospect. Of course, we want to get you. We will reach your customer base, but we want to get you some new customers in there too. So that's why we want to target the behaviors, not just people who've already shopped with you, anybody who might need you.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a neat article out there right now. Shopping on mobile devices expected to hit a new milestone this year, jumping 12% from last year for an estimated $128 billion this holiday season. So, a lot of shoppers are going to be on their mobile device this season.
It grows. Every single year it grows. It's amazing to me how the world has changed with the way the online advertising has grown, especially in the last 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
Other products that are really big products for the holiday is online video and OTT. Now, OTT means over the top, but basically that is your television advertising for streaming. So you don't buy advertising from a network or from a cable company or a local broadcast. It's all done through streaming, and again, it's through digital companies like ours. Any of the streaming platforms that are ad supported, we can get ads to them, except for the big ones that keep it separate. Like Hulu keeps it separate, Netflix keeps it separate, Amazon Prime has, but they are getting ready to be available to us probably first of the year.
Mm.
But any of your other ad-supported ones, Peacock, I'm trying to think of what else. Let's see. There's Peacock and there's Paramount Plus, and of course the ones that have been around for years like Tubi and
Roku.
Yes, Roku, Fire TV, all of those. All of those networks that they have within their groups,
mm-hmm.
We have access to that inventory. And again, same situation. Don't get caught up on which streamer you're advertising on. Focus on who you want to reach. And that's how we're going to get to the people. For example, say you and I are both watching, what's on Paramount Plus? Say we're both watching 1883 at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ad-supported, so you see some ads, and I see some ads. But chances are, we're not seeing the same ads because they're not buying the network. Your ad that you're seeing are people that are buying you as a prospect,
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to reach you as a prospect. And the ads that I'm seeing are the same. They're trying to reach me as a prospect.
Through zip code?
Through zip code, through geography, through behaviors. Again, through any of the targeting strategies that we have. And again, these targeting strategies, I know we've talked about behaviors. Keywords. Now, keywords are not so much a thing on the video. They are on static ads and online ads. Retargeting, and then, of course, AI. And AI is when you are reaching people whose behaviors match other behaviors of your prospects. So we have a lot of reason to believe they, too, might be a prospect, though they've not, for your example of shopping for furniture. Maybe they haven't shopped for furniture recently, but they share a lot of behaviors with other people that have.
Mm-hmm.
So we have reason to believe that they might be a prospect as well.
Yeah. Might be shopping for lamps.
That's right.
End tables.
Home decor.
Mirrors.
Exactly. Exactly.
Got it.
So, yeah, the and retargeting. I know I mentioned that briefly. Retargeting is once they have been to your website, we want to keep you top of mind to them. If they've been to your website and they didn't do anything, they didn't, order any product, they didn't make a phone call to you, they didn't make a reservation for a dinner or purchase a ticket to an event. If they didn't do anything, but we know they've been to your website and there's some kind of interest there, then we're going to retarget them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will drive them back to the website to do something. Take some sort of action so that they'll become your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole purpose, is to get new customers.
Yeah. Talk to me about messaging a little bit and how businesses can keep the message simple to attract people to visit.
Well, less is more, especially in any kind of a static ad. You want a call to action, so you want to have one place on your ad where it says "Learn more," "Register here" if it's registering for an event, if it's make an appointment, something like that,
mm-hmm.
for a call to action. You definitely want to have an attention grabbing headline, whether it's "Christmas shopping is now." Now's the time, or whatever. Then you want to have a small piece of text. I really try to say no more than one sentence that gives a brief, very brief description of what you're all about. And then, you have your location line in there, maybe. Some kind of a graphic, whether it's a photo of your store, a photo of product that's available in a store. If you're talking about a service or an event, you'll want to have that graphic be relevant to that service or event. So there's so many different things that you can do, whether it's static or video, and we can help you with that. So, again, the best thing to do, would love to educate you on how our digital products work. The first visit with you is not going to be a sales pitch. It is only going to be educational, just to show you what we have available and determine whether or not you want to learn more and look more at what the campaigns look like in the long haul. So But if you're curious about digital and you've not really learned about it yet, then call us. Again, you would call 850-262-6000 and talk to our sales manager, Jeff Wayne, and he will get one of us from our staff to come out and show you how everything works. And again, that first meeting is not going to be a sales pitch. So, and there's never going to be pressure. It's going to be educational.
Mm-hmm. Here are the products that we offer. What kind of message are you trying to get out?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who are you trying to reach? How can we target those people? What's the best way to do that? And, you know, eventually we'll get into budgets and we'll get into your campaigns and how long a campaign should be and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about analytics and how you're tracking the campaign as it happens.
Well, we do, at the very beginning of a campaign, we keep up on a weekly basis to make sure that your ads are being shown to the right people in the right amount of time. And if we see that there's an issue, then we're going to go in and make revisions. Usually that's done on the back end, and we're rarely bringing the client in on that unless we really need to make a major change. But the analytics themselves, one thing that we do with every campaign is that we will get with you at the beginning of the next month and go over a report with you. You get a monthly report every single month. And we go over your ads, make sure that all your ads were shown. We confirm with you that they were shown to the people you wanted to target. A lot of times, you know, we'll, if we think that a change needs to be made, we can make them after that first report. But most of the time, we're making sure everything is right before it even gets to the time of that first report. A lot of times, there are kinks that need to be worked out during that first month or so, but we get those worked out as quickly as we can and make sure that your ad is performing as well for you as possible. And again, we have a really good security program. It's called Double Verify, and it weeds out that ensures that we're not showing the ads to bots, and we are getting the most prime inventory available to reach your prospect.
Mm-hmm. Do people also have the ability to advertise on our websites?
Yeah, absolutely. We do work with our current radio advertisers for that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an option there to do a boosted post as well as an ad on our website. Yes.
Okay. How about social media? Which platforms are we interfaced with?
Oh my goodness. Let's see. We have a regular social media option. That is the Meta option, and that's Facebook and Instagram. But with Social Mirror, we also have, in addition to Facebook and Instagram, we can mirror ads on TikTok, we can mirror ads on Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. There are two more that are not on the top of my head, but they should be.
YouTube. Do we do YouTube at all?
We do YouTube. I'm not sure if that's Social Mirror or not. I don't think that's Social Mirror. That's because we do YouTube as part of our online video.
Okay.
But anyway, we do have eight of the social platforms that we can copy the URL and make it its own ad.
Mm-hmm. And reaching people very differently because obviously
Twitch.
There's
Twitch. Not Twitch. Twitter. Well, it used to be Twitter. X.
X. Okay.
Sorry. Not one
right.
I engage with
we'll,
very
we'll
often.
We'll float that one to Elon. How about Twitch? How about that name for a name?
we actually do have Twitch with our – we have a program with Amazon. Amazon where you use Amazon data.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another really popular option that we have, product that we have. And I believe Twitch is involved in that one. I'm getting reacquainted with a lot of these one that I have not sold lately.
But you can also advertise very differently on the platform. So video for some, pictures for others.
Exactly. And of course, video is great. If you've got some video content and we can turn that into a 15-second commercial for you, we've got so many options to utilize that content, and that works great. Anytime you can use video, if you've got it, use it.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen ad on some of the OTT devices recently where it's more of a QR code.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very basic text, but then there's a QR code. People can point their cameras at their TV screen.
Yeah. That, you know, when we've got our Fire Stick the first time, I don't know how long ago was that, probably 5 years ago at least, that all the ads that we saw when they first started running ads on those platforms were QR codes. And that was before we started seeing anything local. A lot of national companies would come out with those ads. I remember a bunch of liquor companies did it. And they would use that ad so you could learn more. But yes, and we actually have one product with Social Mirror called Social Mirror OTT where the ad is actually served. It is video. It's served on the streaming platforms, but it's going to look a lot like a video, I mean, like a Social Mirror post. But we almost always use a QR code on those ads as well.
Mm. I was just looking at this article one more time, too, and it talked about the importance of social media influencers who are also driving people to make purchases this holiday season. So it's kind of interesting that there's other people out there saying, you know, here's this great product. Try it out.
Well, you know, that's just like the radio influencers that we talked about earlier. And, you know, that obviously we could do something like that with any of our local personalities. A lot of times that's done on a national level, though.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there are a lot of influencers that most of us have never heard of on platforms. If you're not following, you know, every platform, you're not going to know who a lot of people are.
Sure. So buyer beware.
But exactly. The best thing to do if you're looking at any product is research it for yourself. Don't just, you know, trust, especially on social.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we have access to so many different digital products, and we would love to sit down with you, meet with you, and explain how they work, show you the different options, customize a package for you. But now's the time. If you want to do it for the holidays, now is the time. 262-6000, 850-262-6000.